The newspaper ads running in Wisconsin and other states have a sense of urgency. The advertisement says time's running out for people to get $2 bills, the least circulated of all currency.
The government doesn't regularly print $2 bills, so, you know, time's running out for the 2003. If you want to get an uncirculated one, they're not going to be there forever.
Mike Rapella is with U.S. Monetary Exchange, a company with an official-sounding name but no link to the government, something stated in fine print at the bottom of the ad. U.S. Monetary Exchange is offering $2 bills. Each one costs $5, but includes shipping and a plastic display case. Those willing to forego the extras can simply go to a local bank, where $2 bills are sold for $2. Martha Welton is a currency specialist with the state's largest bank, M&I.
If we don't have them, which we don't always have them on hand, we can order them and have them within the next day or two.
Over the years, people have hoarded $2 bills, believing they'll increase in value. But one collector says $2 bills in and of themselves aren't valuable. They have to be minted a long time ago and be in good condition. Dennis Lemke runs University Coin and Stamp in Middleton.
The only ones I would pay more for would be if they're in uncirculated condition from 1920s or 30s.
The $2 bills offered through ads being run in Wisconsin and other states are much newer. In fact, the bills were minted only last year. The ad shows a picture of the new bill, but a caption below it describes how currency from 1928 can be worth hundreds of dollars. Lemke says consumers should be careful what they're buying is worth the price they're paying.
You should first check with a local coin dealer because local coin dealers are very forthcoming with offering free advice.
The ad not only claims the $2 bills offered are more than face value, but are historically significant. The bills, like all $2 bills, feature a reprint of Thomas Jefferson's portrait, which the ad notes was painted in the 1800s. Despite their low collector's value, the bills offered by U.S. Monetary Exchange are selling well, according to Rapella.
We just started running this promotion about maybe a month and a half ago, and we've already had 400,000 orders on it.
One collector says if demand increases enough, the company could actually make $2 bills scarce enough they might be worth more than face value, but not by much, and the bills aren't likely to run out soon. According to the Federal Reserve Board, more than $1 billion worth was printed last year. The Reserve's Andrew Williams says more can be printed if needed, but retailers and consumers aren't clamoring for $2 bills. In fact, most cash registers don't have a slot for them. M&I's Welton says she gets very few requests.
Maybe one a week, the most.
Because they're rarely seen in circulation, there have been reports some retailers suspect there is no such thing as a $2 bill. And Williams from the Reserve Board says this denomination bill isn't likely to get a design change like the 50, 20, or 100, something the ad claims could happen. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.